and welcome to you all. And Happy New Year. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is every morning, awake with a grateful heart. This is a message for you as you begin this new year. It is a reminder of how powerful gratitude is in your lives. Your human mind will rarely deliver up gratitude. The human mind or ego mind is led by fear, survival, always anticipating problems, issues in every next moment. It is an old brain, we will call it, this aspect, this ego mind. It is from many, many centuries ago in the development of the human being. Survival, safety, always looking for what might be around the corner to harm it, to take its life. That is the baseline of this ego mind, and it is relentless, dear ones, in its delivery to you of what might happen, of what you must anticipate as possibly coming around the corner. It is quite simply fear-based. There is no gratitude there. So here in this moment, as you begin your new year, we ask you to turn to gratitude. This will come from your heart center. This is not your mind. It is your heart center, where your spirit and the God that created you are available to you, ever present, every moment. When you awake, it is your choice to either listen to the fear-based ego mind and its list of all of the things that you do not have, that you must do, that you will not have time for, and it goes on and on. Fear-based. Or you can choose your grateful heart and be aware of the flood of gratitude and love that you feel. Grateful that you are alive in this day, that you have a bed that you have slept in, that you are protected by the God that created you, because this is the design of creation. God created you as its special, unique manifestation of itself in the third dimension. With this comes the love and protection and guidance and nurturing of a parent, of a father, mother, for its child. It is always with you. You are never left alone to survive on your own. This is the biggest lie that the human family has agreed to, that somehow it could be separate from God. And we are here to tell you this is a lie. It is not the truth. It is an illusion that humans have agreed to, but it is not the truth. So here we are back to your grateful heart. Being grateful that your Father, Mother, God is always with you, ever present. Grateful for the new day. grateful for the sun that is rising and warms the earth to the perfect temperature. Wherever you are on earth, it is perfect, as the four seasons and nature are doing their thing to then come forward into the next season. So even if you are looking out onto a wintry season, you are knowing that all of nature is grounding deeply into the earth to call forth the feeding, the nourishment that it needs perfectly for it to come forward in the spring. And it is so with every season. Being grateful for the love in your life, for the food that is delivered to you, for the nurturing that you need, all that you need is provided for. There are so many, many things to be grateful for. It is actually infinite. So we ask you to begin this practice as you welcome in the new year, as you say goodbye to the previous year. Begin this practice, and what you will see is that you will begin to experience gratitude throughout your day. Your eyes and your heart will begin to see the beauty of life as a human being. This is essential for you, dear ones, in your human life, because there will come a time when you will drop your body and arrive as spirit back to pure essence. You will continue to incarnate as a human in lives in the future. However, now is the time, as you have a human life. There are so many things to cherish and to treasure in your human life. As a being in spirit, these things will not be available to you. So it is things like, as a human being grateful for the five senses, for the body that you have, the lessons that it is giving you, the joy in the moments of laughter and freedom and infinite opportunity for you as well. We ask you in this coming week to surrender to gratitude, and every morning to have a grateful heart. Go there, dear ones. We ask you to go there, even if you feel the resistance. And sometimes it will be huge resistance, and the ego mind will chatter and hold you to the idea that there is nothing for you to be grateful for, and that your life is dark and meaningless, and it will go on and on with the wording and the ideas and the images that would try to keep you tethered to darkness, to sadness, to ingratitude with your head bowed. These are lies. We tell you the truth. So have the courage. You have what it takes to face these lies and to say, I am choosing the truth. Here is my grateful heart. Here is my statement to begin the day with gratitude. We wish you a clear and open road here as the new year begins, with gratitude in your heart. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.